good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, he need cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, I have our friend Arvina Martin on today, as it seems to be every Wednesday, which is awesome. We love to get input from Arvina and what's happening in Wisconsin and nationally, politically. So it's really great to have you. Thank you so much, Arvina, for coming on. And I'm going to unmute you right there. And hey, oh,
hey, it's wonderful to be here. I love joining you on Wednesdays.
Perfect. And I'm glad you can make it. It's, you know, every day we could talk about a million things, but I also love talking about Emerge Wisconsin and the great work that you do. And I also like to bring up every once in a while your background, and maybe you can tell some of our newer listeners or remind some of our listeners out there who you are. Ho-wa.
Well, my name is Arvina Martin. Ho-Chunk Rajra, Ho-Hamti Kere Winga Hingaire. My Ho-Chunk name is Ho-Hamti Kere. Ho-Hamti Kere Winga, actually. And I live in Madison, Wisconsin, and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. And I was the first Native person elected to Madison, Wisconsin City Council.
I always like using that button, especially when appropriate. Well, a lot going on, and I don't know where we want to jump in. Education's on the forefront of my mind and what's happening there. There's just things that this orange person is just saying, but also there's a little things going on there with the list, and I don't know. Have you been keeping up on that? It's with these 24-hour news cycles, but it's just very interesting on what he's run on and what he's done and what he hasn't done. And I don't know, Arvina, help me out.
I mean, the whole list situation is a total flip-flop. I mean, he had his attorney general, Pam Bondi, talking about, I've got the list right here. It's on my desk. And Kash Patel talking about, you know, the details about it. And then what was it this week or like before last week where who can tell with time these days?
Right.
But they both announced, oh, there's no list. Don't look here. Yeah. You know, and he's really hanging those two out to dry, you know. Mm-hmm. This is stuff that he's talked about so much about, you know, you'll never believe who's on the list kind of, mm-hmm. you know, with his speech patterns and making everything hyperbole. And now he just wants to wave his hand and make it go away when he's been, you know, one of the biggest people who talking about this list. It's not going well for him. There are, lots of folks in the MAGA base that are really upset by this and want to see it. And you know, maybe this is going to be something that cracks that MAGA base foundation. I mean, they tend to fall in line pretty easily. And there's certainly folks that have fallen in line, after talking about this list for ages and wanting to see it. And now because Trump said, oh, there's no list. They're both like, nope, there's no list.
don't look behind the curtain.
No, the curtain, right? Absolutely. And, you know, people talking about this takes away from the real harm that that this administration is doing, all the effects of the big bogus bill you know, that are going to be taking place and taking place in the future after the midterm elections, because they didn't, you know, they had the effects of the bill, all the cuts, they're held back to not go into effect until 2027. So, you know, after they think the Democrats will take over the House or the Senate, and then they can blame it on Democrats.
Well, they like blaming everything on Biden, and it came to that too with the list, that he could have brought it out. Well, believe you me, if he could have, he would have, because Trump's right in that list. He's Epstein's favorite person. It's interesting too, with our short attention span and the way national news and corporate news is, they go on to other things like him attacking Rosie O'Donnell, which I just thought was a joke. But you know, that some of his followers follow along, go, yes, you can do that, get rid of her, we don't want her as a citizen anymore.
Yeah, and the funny thing is too is that she's living in Ireland now. I think she saw the writing on the wall and was like, I need to go someplace else. And you know, in a normal United States, I mean, this would be absolutely ludicrous, but you know, who knows what the court will say. They've had some pretty bonkers decisions lately, you know, with their conservative majority, and you never know what they're going to say, unfortunately. One would hope that they if something like this came before their like on their docket, that they would, you know, look at it and actually use the Constitution instead of trying to figure out a loophole and trying to figure out a way to make what Trump wants to happen.
Yeah, and speaking of loophole, there's a loophole to try and get a hold of the head of the Reserve. I mean, how he can't do that, the Federal Reserve, but he's looking for loopholes, and just because things aren't going his way, it's amazing. I want to switch gears just a real quick thing. We only got a couple minutes left in the segment, and I've brought this up a couple times with our other Native guests this week, and I just get like sick of hearing people getting upset about, you know, like alligator Alcatraz, and we'll talk about that next segment a little bit about the tribes that are surrounding that and what they're trying to do. But the Germans did, they got that from the United States with these reservations, and nobody brings that up, Arvina.
You know, it's coming full circle, and it is known that Hitler took inspiration from the United States treatment of Native peoples, and attempts to eliminate us. You know, with this, that those attempts were ultimately not successful because we're still here, talking right now. But you know, he took it to a different level with folks who are different in Germany and German occupied areas, particularly obviously with Jewish folks, and you know, hundreds of thousands of people were killed, and it's definitely strange that it is coming back to the United States and back on Native land again.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to let our allies know, because histories get so watered down, especially these days, is that, hey, you know, this started here and the treatment of Native Americans. And we are the experts on resistance. We've been resisting over 500 years. And like you said, we're still here. And but I just want to bring that out, because we're all over, you know, civic media, the Twin Cities, Iowa, Michigan, and just remind our allies out there that listen to this show that, you know, that is the truth, Arvina.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we'll be right back after this short break. Ho-wah.
to our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land. This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492. To those who have kept their homelands and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today. To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way. To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and for generations no longer know who they are. To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside keeping touch, the voice for many. To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are here with our friend Arvina Martin, CEO of Emerge Wisconsin, and we're just having our little chipotle kind of talk here. I just wanted to throw that word out there for our listeners of the word of the day, chipotle.
That's a good one.
And that means
That is like the lodge, like a dwelling.
Yep, definitely. So I took care of our word of the day now, and we're back with Arvina Martin. So much to talk about. I want to, you know, we're going to have you on a couple more segments here, and we have Angie Vig coming on with Vig Guitars, which is the only Native American guitar store here in Minnesota. And she comes on every once in a while. But what's fun is that they won another award as the best guitar place to go. So I have to have her on and congratulate her on later in the show. But Arvina, we can switch it up a little bit right now and talk locally about what's happening in Wisconsin and any updates, what you see is happening. I know all these federal cuts are just devastating to us here in Minnesota, and now this education bill and things like that. It's just we have to resist and move on and really get ready for the next election.
Yeah, I mean, in Wisconsin, we are facing a lot of those same cuts. And like a lot of other states and a lot of other people, you know, the ones that caused it are trying to put the blame on our Democratic governor, Tony Evers, third congressional district congressman. Derek Van Orden sent a letter to the governor talking about how, you know, he needs to save put more money towards Medicaid when he was the one devoted to take money away. And to then try to put that at the governor's feet is absolutely wild. And just seems to be part of a pattern, you know, Senator Lisa Murkowski saying, you know, voting for the bill, but then telling other people not to vote for it. Senator Josh Hawley is doing a lot of the same where he's trying to kind of change some of the history and make it seem like the cuts that are going to be happening are not ones that he voted for. We're going to see this all over the place. And remember this when you go to fill out your ballots next fall, you know, that these are folks that are not voting in our best interests. And the cuts with Medicaid are going to do horrible things to rural hospitals. Yep. And you know, medical centers that treat people that don't live in cities. You know, it's going to affect our tribal health. I imagine indirectly as well, not only from direct cuts, but indirectly from taking on more people that the tribal clinics don't normally serve because they've previously had other options, and that is going to put, you know, a huge strain on any kind of tribal clinics, tribal or IHS hospitals. And we're going to see probably some really terrible results. We're going to see people dying, unfortunately. Yeah. And we see a lot of these Republican lawmakers supporting it and being very capricious about their votes, but then trying to throw the blame elsewhere or try to get other people to mitigate what they themselves have done.
Well, Arvina, it seems like, and I think you alluded to this in the first segment, that they create a problem and then they blame somebody else and try and fix it. And that's from top down. And you were kind of mentioning that, but that's the same thing. We have people up here in northern Minnesota that voted against certain things. And next thing you know, they're celebrating these bills that did get passed, even though the Republicans voted against it, and they act like they voted for it. they're showing up, yeah, at the ribbon cutting ceremonies.
Yeah. I mean, and it reminds me of an old episode of The Simpsons where Bart becomes famous because he like knocked something over on Krusty's show and said, I didn't do it. And it becomes this catchphrase where everybody will go, I didn't do it. And that's kind of, I feel like, where we are with a lot of these Republican lawmakers that support it. And they're like, oh, it wasn't me. Just kidding.
Right. Right. Well, and we have to keep talking on our station and reminding our followers and people and on our show here that this is the deal and that we have to remember, because, you know, I remember his first time around, Trump, that he did over 45,000, I think it was close to 55,000 lies. And I mean, documented lies, but people forget that, or they say both sides do it, and believe you me, both sides don't do it, or we would have had an expanded Supreme Court, and we would have had a lot more people in jail, and they would have went after the president, which I still don't know, the former president, I still don't know why they didn't go after him for January 6th.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's maddening, and they are counting on all of us, we being the voters, forgetting all of this, and they think so little of American voters and of their base that they will forget that, you know, they are voting against their interests. They are voting to make themselves sicker, and they are voting to have less resources to treat those illnesses that they ultimately get. And, right, and you know, it's cuts to Medicaid. It's everything happening under, you know, RFK Jr., taking away or kicking off actual scientists committees that discuss vaccines, you know, and replacing them with folks whose credentials are, you know, iffy at best, but ultimately support what RFK Jr. wants to do. And it's what Trump wants to do as well. And we're all going to be worse off for it.
You know, one of the things that it's so easy to tear this down. I'm wondering how quickly we can rebuild this, because of a lot of our experts and people that have been in the CDC and all these other organizations that are being cut aren't going to come back. So we're going to have to start from scratch again. And like you said earlier, too, there's going to be a lot of deaths and a lot of things happening. I mean, we saw that Texas, now it's leaked coming out that they didn't want Biden money for these sirens, for this flood. And you can't deny that. It was Biden money. We don't want it. And it's just ridiculous.
I mean, it is. It's 100% ridiculous. And you know, we've seen the loss of life in Texas due to the floods. And, you know, I believe there are still even 100 people that are missing, over 100 people that are have not been found yet. So that death toll is likely to get so much higher. And again, it's cutting your nose off to spite your face. You don't want to give the other guy a win. So you don't take the money that's going to help you and help your emergency preparedness, help you alert folks when there are unsafe, dangerous conditions. And you know, it's going to be people in that community who are ultimately going to be paying the price. And we're seeing that now, unfortunately.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left in the segment, and then I'd like to talk a little bit about Emerge in the next segment. I just want to bring this up too. It's been underreported, but our friends in Florida, the Muscogee tribe of Indians of Florida, are seeking to join a federal lawsuit aimed at halting the construction and operation of the new immigration detention facility in the Everglades, which tribal members consider their sacred ancestral homelands. Here we go again and again and again and again.
And again, the complete disregard for tribal sovereignty and the fact that the government is required to consult with tribes. And in this case, I'm pronouncing it wrong. I apologize.
Minnesota tribe.
I apologize to all of everybody from that nation. I'm sorry. But you know, they have rights to protect, and they have an interest in protecting not just the sacredness and you know, some of them or they had ancestors that fled to hide and hid there during the Seminole Wars. And so it's a historic place. It is a sacred place. And it also, you know, has a lot of, they're absolutely looking for environmental impact studies because they're pouring, you know, a lot of asphalt that is, you know, displacing these wetlands. I saw that they are using a lot of sprays. Miccosukee.
Thank you so much, Lori. Yes. I have trouble sometimes pronouncing Wendy, my wife's name, but I appreciate that so much, Lori. Hey,
yes,
let's take a quick break and we can finish up a little bit on this, but also talk about Emerge Wisconsin and what's really at stake coming up. We're here with Arvina Martin, Emerge Wisconsin CEO, and our friend and our Ho-Chunk relative. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
It's time to get on board for the second annual KFAI Blues Cruise. Just go to kfai.org/bluescruise for more information and to sign up. Come. Go rolling on the river with me and the Bambi Alexandra Band, Friday, August the 29th, 7 o'clock p.m. It's a fundraiser for KFAI 90.3 FM.
This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka, hecha, wecha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Here we're with Arvina Martin, CEO of Emerge Wisconsin, and our friend and our Ho-Chunk relative here from Wisconsin, talking to us and trying to make sense out of things that are unsensible. Is that a word?
Oh Lord, it's certainly a chore sometimes.
Exactly.
Whether it's a word or not. Not the explaining part, the fact that we have to, that there's so much that's happening. I'm happy to be on and talk about it though.
Yeah. Well, hey, I just want to put up what our friend Lori said again, too, with helping. She said, I love you guys. When I worked out in Seminole country, most traditional res, and I think you could probably get someone to speak with you. And she's going to PM us, and that would be awesome. And the pronunciation, too. Again, Mika Suzuki. I really appreciate that, Lori. And we appreciate all our listeners and viewers.
Absolutely. I'm grateful for that pronunciation key. It helps a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So we got a little time here, and I'd really love to talk about Emerge Wisconsin, and especially what's happening, going to be happening here very soon with the midterms. And we're always, there's no such thing as a small election now, or one that we shouldn't be paying attention to. And we see that all the time. So Arvina, let's talk about Emerge and a little history and how people can get involved.
Yeah. So Emerge Wisconsin is an organization that identifies and trains and recruits potential women and non-binary folks to run for, or Democratic folks too, to run for office. And, you know, we are helping to build the bench with amazing people at the local, county, and state level so they can, you know, put in the work and help protect their communities against all of these, you know, drastic cuts that are going to be affecting all of our communities. And then they eventually will run for higher office, or many of them will. And, you know, between spring 2024 and spring 2025, our alums won their races at a rate of 91%, which is amazing. And I'm so proud of the people that have put their names out and gone out and done the work. Being a candidate is hard work, but it is really rewarding work. And, you know, you get to know your community so much better. And if your goal is to help your community, this is a really great way to do that. We are going to be starting our recruiting in the next couple of months here, recruiting for our class of 2026. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. You can go to our website, wi.emergeamerica.org, or you can email me at Arvina, A-R-V-I-N-A, at emergewi.org. And I'm really excited. Next weekend, we're going to have our last training weekend for the class of 2025, and they will be having their graduation ceremony next month. So we have a group of women who have put in the work, have come in with thoughtful questions, have learned the process, and now have all of these tools in their toolkit that they can use when they decide to run for office. You know, it's also a lot of exposure to amazing leaders. And you know, some of them are also Emerge alums. It's like Deb Holland is an Emerge New Mexico alum, and we, you know, are proud to count her as part of the Emerge family. And, you know, we are looking forward to putting more firsts up on, you know, up in Wisconsin. You know, we haven't had a Native person elected to our state legislature. We've not sent a Native person to our, to be part of our congressional delegation. We have never had a Native governor. And there are a lot of these firsts that could ultimately be filled by Emerge alumna. And I am always so, I'm so happy to work with these cohorts. They are folks that are determined and who have come through challenges of their own and have done remarkable things. And in this time where we have so much strife and so many things that we've counted on, things that we've viewed as institutions and thought were inviolable, and you know, now they're getting cut or they're being eliminated. And, you know, it's really heartening to see the work that members of the Emerge family have done before they've even come to Emerge to make their communities a better place. And those are the kind of people that you want running for office because they care a great deal and want to do things the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And just totally support that. And especially with what's happening now, I believe people are wanting to do stuff, do things. And running for office, we talk about that at the end of the show every day or almost every day. You know, we need to resist, divest, join a group and run for office. And so and vote. We threw that one on there too, because we, you know, with what's happening now, what was it, 30% of the people, or is it even higher, 35% of the people did not vote this last election?
I mean, that happens. I mean, coming from a presidential election where turnouts tend to be higher, and then going into a spring election where there are not the huge names on the ballot that you just saw, they tend to be, at least in Wisconsin, our spring elections tend to be, you know, local races. The biggest race this year for us was pretty big, with Susan Crawford winning a state of Wisconsin Supreme Court seat, beating Elon Musk and his money. But it's easier to forget, and we have to not forget the small elections, because those ones, your vote has so much more of an impact because there are fewer people that are turning out. And those are the races that really affect your everyday life. Things right. like the condition of your streets, you know, the condition of your public schools, public health. It touches on every part of everyone's lives. And you should have a say in it, and who's representing you and who's working for you, as opposed to people that are working without your best interest at heart.
Do you feel that people are paying more attention now, especially maybe these last 10 years? Or is it that I'm just paying more attention because I'm getting older and I have a radio show? Oh, wow.
I think with the advent of this Trump era that people are paying attention more. I think part of it is it's hard to ignore. You know, he's on TV every day yelling about something, and it's hard to escape. And so I do believe that there has been more participation. Whether that's going to be a permanent change, I guess, is something that we'll have to see. But I know that we keep setting records in Wisconsin for our spring election turnout, which is, you know, that's a great record to beat, is record participation. Because I mean, that's how we get the people that we need in office, is by people voting for their best interests of themselves and their community at large.
Yeah, the days of my vote doesn't count. We see how states, especially in the presidential election, but you know, if we get in Minnesota, if we picked up 10 votes here and there, we would have had a different outcome with our legislators who are on the outstate, and they seem to be very bright red and vote against their own interests, only to be part of the mega cult. And so that's very disappointing too. And those are the same people, like I was saying earlier, that go to the ribbon cutting ceremonies and things that they voted against. It's just like,
yeah. Well, it also highlights the need for fair maps, and fair legislative districts. Wisconsin previously having the most gerrymandered state legislative map in the country, would show that if you looked on pure numbers, that Democratic candidates statewide would get more than 50% of the vote, yet Wisconsinites were represented by almost 2/3, I believe, of Republicans. And that kind of, you know, vote packing and gerrymandering is, you know, antithetical to democracy. And, you know, in order for our votes to count, we have to be divided fairly into the districts so that it does matter.
Yeah, I saw that he wanted to do the same thing, meaning Trump in Texas, because the African Americans are getting more more people down there to vote, and so that's something we have to keep an eye on, and like everything.
Absolutely, and also it is unheard of to redistrict in the middle of a decade.
Right.
That is supposed to happen after the census count, and then things need to be reapportioned. And it doesn't happen in the middle of a decade. And it's gross.
Right. It's totally gross. Arvina, we got a couple minutes here, and I want to get Angie Vig on. But so I want to get the website out there again for people that are listening to us, how they can support and how they can run if they're in Wisconsin and get support from you if they are women running for office. So please give one more boost of that.
Absolutely. wi.emergeamerica.org. You can find our information about participating in our program, and also feel free to donate to us to support the work that we do.
Absolutely. Arvina, always a great, great time talking to you, and we'll talk to you next week. And thank you so much for everything you do.
Sounds great. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Hey, we are here now with Angie Vig, and I can't wait, Angie. We're going to take a break here in a minute, but I can't wait to talk to people about the award you got and what's happening on Big Guitars, and I know with your art. So I always appreciate you coming on the show, and we're going to take a quick break and say hi to everyone, Angie. Ho-wa. Here, I'll go ahead and unmute yourself.
Bonjour. I'm really excited to talk about it.
Right on. We are too. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to take a quick break and talk to Angie Vig of Big Guitar Shop. Ho-wa.
We are a loosened nation.
Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, I just want to give a big howl to our relatives, the wolves all over Turtle Island, and howl for their protection. Join with me, Angie. Howl! All right, big peeny geek. Hey, Angie, I see you around doing the market, and it's great to see you. I always appreciative how you kind of come on last minute. So we really appreciate coming on even more the last minute. Let's talk about this big award that you guys had, and let's get into where people can find you in Minnesota and online. Welcome.
Sure. Thank you. My good.
Oh, wow.
I can't even say it right. Thank you for having me. We are located in the Midway area of St. Paul. We are at 595 Snelling Avenue North. We're at the cross street of Thomas Avenue and Snelling Avenue. And we're right next to a tattoo shop. So you can get a right guitar, on. You can get a tattoo. Oh, and a barbershop next door. So you can get your hair cut too.
Yeah, one-stop shop. Hit parking in the back. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Cool. So again, congratulations. You know, I can you talk about this? I know you're humble, but I want you to come on and talk about Minnesota's best, and you guys are right up there. Let's talk about that.
Oh my gosh. So the City Pages used to put this on, and they never would include music stores. And there's so many music stores. Well, Star Tribune bought them, and then now it's just Star Tribune. And they have been putting on this contest for the past 5 years, I think, and it's for Minnesota's best. And so they run it like, February, March, I can't remember when the contest was. And there's all sorts of categories, and we're in the music instrument store category and under the shopping section, and we won gold again. Oh yes. My God, we're so thrilled. And we were surprised. I mean, there's a lot of shops in town and they're all fantastic. So it's just an honor to be voted gold again. So to date, we've had three golds now and two silvers.
Wow, that's awesome. And again, congratulations to you and your husband. I know you guys are musicians, and it's great to support musicians and have a great shop like this in the Midway area. And you get people from all over the state. And we're all over the country here on the radio. So again, whenever you're in St. Paul or in the Twin Cities, get off 94 and shoot north up to Vig Guitar Shop.
Absolutely. We always have coffee and we like to chit chat and don't be shy here. We want to hear you play and we want you to pick up guitars and play. And we always tell people, don't be worried. You know, that's why we're here. You know, that's why we have a physical shop. So you can come and play some music and find something.
Yeah. Well, so one of the things the last couple of years you've done too, and I've seen you around about town too, and I saw you and your husband at that great Native food truck extravaganza that was just awesome. And you sell jewelry too out of the store. And talk a little bit about that and how that came about.
So I used to bead just a little bit when I was young. And then, I enjoy buying our awesome local artist artwork. But I started beading about a year ago because it's the only thing that would shut my brain off. And so it's so relaxing, and it's just such good medicine for me and for a lot of people. And it's nice to create. So it really helps that I have a store here, because I also have my huge counter full of all of my jewelry. So I'm able to also sell my jewelry here. And that festival was massive for everybody. I mean, could you believe people waited 2.5 hours for a fried bread taco?
Yeah, that was awesome.
They just know how to make them, you know, but that's great for them. But all the other trucks were great. Everybody had great sales. It was so unexpected because they thought it was going to storm all day. They said, and then it was the first one, so we didn't know. And then the Taste of Minnesota was going on too, and people were out of town because of the holiday. That was so massive. Thousands of people were there. It was just, Ted and I tried to like dehydrate ourselves so we didn't have to go to the bathroom because it was so that busy. Oh, I should have just put you behind the counter so I could go to the bathroom.
There you go. I should have came early. But there was also a lot of musicians out there, Angie. That was amazing.
Isn't that great? Yeah, Blue Dog, Pretendians, and I can't remember who the others were, but it was so nice just to have that. And it was and it was cool out until 3:30. It got hot, but it wasn't, it stormed just for a little bit, but not bad. And how wonderful was it to hear all the music and just see everybody, and natives, non-natives, and people were, just really supporting it. It was incredible. I wanted to show you this because these are a big hit. I've been getting some nameplates personally made, and then I've been beating them up. So, I got this keychain.
Hey,
all over it. Oh.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Out of that.
Hey, I got a quick question. So again, we're talking about, you know, it's been unreasonably hot early with the humidity. And we talk a little bit about this when we talk about big guitars, is that we sometimes need a tune-up with all, because these are living things, these wooden guitars. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we're first and foremost a repair shop. We're the biggest repair shop in Minnesota, I think even the Midwest. And in Minnesota, in our climate, you have to take care of your guitars. And in the winter, when you turn on your furnace, then you got to start humidifying your guitars because they're made out of wood. They're trees. So they're living and they're just like us. They dry out. And then in the summer, when it starts getting humid, you don't have to humidify your guitars anymore because they're already humidified. You don't want to over humidify them. And so the wood expands when it's summer, and then it shrinks when it's dry, just like us. And you'll notice because the neck will turn one way and then the next season will turn another way. And then that's when you got to come in and get them all adjusted. And you'll know because it starts hurting your hands when you play. It starts buzzing. But you really feel it besides hearing it. And
So a lot of people come in that might get a guitar from their as a heirloom and get a tune-up too, because you guys do that too, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. We're actually, fortunately, handling 4 estates from, these awesome musicians that have passed but they just have to bring their instruments here because they need to be played. So we take care of them and we sell them for them. And a lot of them have to be worked on before we can put them on the floor, because that's what we do. We would never put any junk on the floor. Everything's ready to play and ready to go.
You know, I feel when you talked about that and then also talked about our wooden guitars, that, you know, it's part of our way too with Mother Earth and Father Sky. I mean, they're a living thing still.
Absolutely. They're trees. It's, you know, when I was little, I used to talk to trees all the time. And now here I am surrounded by trees. And this is my way of life. It's pretty neat. You know, trees are very powerful.
That is very cool. Hey, give your address one more time and maybe a phone number or something that people can get a hold of you all across Turtle Island here. And I really, really appreciate you always stopping in with the good words and the great work you guys do. And congratulations again.
Oh, geez. Thank you. Our address is 595 Snelling Avenue North. And then our phone number is 651-219-4941. Big Guitar Shop. .com. And then we're on Facebook and Instagram and all the social media platforms. So stop by. It'd be really great to see you. And we've been meeting a lot of native musicians. So let's meet more.
The place to go. Hey, Angie, thank you so much. And again, congratulations. Thank you always for stopping in on the show when we need you. And even when we got you as a guest, I really, really appreciate you and your husband. Right on. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops. The ground on which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
What's up? This is Toolman.
And this is Bear Witness.
And we are the Hallucination.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, Best Of.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Glass Beams in the First Avenue Main Room, Monday, July 28th. Melbourne-based Glass Beams creates a psychedelic fusion of traditional Indian music with rhythmic Western rock and funk. Founding member Rahan Silva described Glass Beams' latest EP, Mahal, as a love letter to his Indian heritage. More information about Glass Beams live at First Avenue is available at first-avenue.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's a good one. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years, and she's a co-founder of Native Roots Radio, which we've been getting Native our relatives' updates here for over 9 years, Wendy.
Woo! Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihi Hani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, formerly known as the Humane Society of the United States. And we work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. So I was out shopping. I was out shopping a couple of weeks ago.
What?
Yeah. And I went to this little tchotchke store.
What does that mean?
Tchotchke. Tchotchke is a slang word. I think it's Yiddish. Tchotchke. It means like little things or novelty items. So
my little
tchotchke things, like little knickknacks, really.
Knickknacks, yeah.
But anyway, I went to on Grand Avenue here in St. Paul to a place called Good Things. That's the name of the store. It's called Good Things, and it has a lot of things. It has like women's clothes in it. It has like jewelry. It's household items, but like nice things that you would go into that store to buy a gift for somebody. They have cards and stuff. But Robert, I found this really cute. Excuse me, I just have to clear my throat. A really cute little bracelet. Now, I was shopping for little birthday gifts for our daughters. Uh-huh. You know, usually give them some money, but I like to pick them up a little something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I saw this cute thing. It was a bracelet with a little giraffe on it. But not only that, but they had all different kinds of these little bracelets. They kind of like stretch onto your wrist. They're kind of made of beads, and then they have like a little animal on it. So mine was, I picked the giraffe because I like giraffes.
No.
Yeah, but they have all kinds of little animals. And the weird and the fun thing about this, I'm going to give you the name of it. It's called Phallo, F-A-H-L-O. That's the company that makes these bracelets. Mm-hmm. But each bracelet tracks the animal that's on the bracelet.
Wow.
Yeah. So you open up the paper after you buy the bracelet. It was really inexpensive too. The bracelet was like $16.95, right?
Wow.
For a really cute little bracelet. And then you open up the little packet and it gives you a QR code to scan.
Mm-hmm.
Now you download the free app and I get to track my specific giraffe. So I'm online right now tracking my giraffe. My giraffe has a name.
Oh.
Yes, my giraffe's name is Fawzio, F-A-W-S-I-O, and it's a Somalian name meaning survivor.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, these animals are tagged and then they're tracked for conservation. Right. Oh. So we're watching for environmental changes, habitat changes. They're watching for poachers. Right.
Good.
And really watching this animal, and they can track it. So I go online and I'm looking at my giraffe, my specific giraffe called Fawzio, F-O-W-S-I-O. Yeah. Anyway, he's in Africa. So on the east coast of Africa, near Kenya, and I could see the satellite view of exactly where animal is right now. And then as you zoom in, it tracks the animal and tells you like how far it went, where is it going, you know, all these things. It's like so interesting.
That's crazy.
Now, I believe that you can go on and get this app for free. Again, the app is called Follow, F-A-H-L-O, F like Frank, A-H-L-O. And you go on. And I believe I just did this a little while ago, but I think that you could go on and track an animal that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
See, now it says I could track another animal. I could track another giraffe if I want, but I think mm-hmm. I'd have to like pay a little bit of money for that.
Huh.
But I just think it's like so interesting. And I was reading about it a little bit and they said that the tracking is delayed. So like when I went on tonight, it said the last time it saw my giraffe was on July 13th.
Hmm.
Right? Today's the 17th. And you know why they do that?
Why? Oh, I do know. Go ahead.
Why? Go ahead. Tell me what you think.
So poachers can't track them.
That's right. So poachers can't track the animal. You're absolutely right. Or if there's somebody who's a poacher, right? And mm-hmm. they go on to find this app, they can get the other, they could find the
wow.
giraffe. Isn't that unbelievable? So yeah, it's delayed like 3 days.
That's cool.
Yeah. So then they say most of these trackers last for 2 to 3 years, right? If the animal, something happens to the animal dies, they'll give you another animal to track.
With the same purchase?
Yeah.
Wow.
The same purchase. Yeah.
Wow.
And then usually if you don't see anything for about 3 months, it usually means something could have happened to the device that's on the animal,
okay.
right?
It fell off
or something. Or sometimes these animals go into such remote areas of the jungle that the satellite can't even find them. So sometimes, you know, if you go on in a daily basis, you could see where the animal is, but the animal, you know, 3 days ago might have been in a really remote place and the satellite couldn't, you know, find it.
Wow.
But For what is this? $17, $16.95. It's a really cute little gift. I can't remember what animal I got Jelaine. Do you remember what animal I got her?
Oh, no. But she said
I remember what I got her. And I know why I got it for her. It just came to me. I'm such an idiot.
Oh.
I got her a turtle, a sea turtle. Because I remember when her and her husband went to, I can't remember where they went in the Caribbean somewhere.
Isn't that our son-in-law?
Our son-in-law. Yeah. Who did I say?
You said her husband.
Yeah. our son-in-law. Oh my God. Anyway, they went somewhere and she said the favorite part of her trip was they went to see the release of all these baby turtles
yeah.
and these turtles that were in a rehabilitation
place, cool.
right? So she said, I just love seeing the turtles and, you know, we watched them and they, you know, went down the beach and there were all these people on each side of the turtles making sure they got into the water safely.
Cool.
So I got her a turtle bracelet.
Nice.
I'll have to ask her tomorrow when I see her if she, you know, got the barcode and scanned it and stuff. And it's really uh-huh. easy. I mean, anybody could do it. But they had like a sloth. They had a tiger. They have like all kinds of animals.
Which one would you pick for me?
Oh, what would I pick for you? Oh my gosh. What
kind of sloth?
The sloth. Because you're slow.
What?
It's an inside joke with Robert and I, you know, because I'm from New York, so everything happens fast and we're loud and it's a lot. And then when I met Robert, you know, he was like so calm and peaceful and
slow.
So I remember my mom was asking me, well, tell me about him. So I was like, you know, well, he's the St. Paul guy. He's like really nice and he's kind and he's slow. I said he's just kind of like slow. So anyway, maybe I would get you a sloth, but they had all kinds of animals. And I just think it's like a really fun thing. I mean, it's a fun thing for even kids, you know. Yeah. Maybe I should get one for Renzo and Olivia. They would probably like it.
I think it would be cool if Native Roots Trading Post could hook up with an organization like this. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I could see, I could look this up and see if there's anything like we could reach them
yeah.
or look them
or
up.
Or start our own.
Yeah. Each bracelet tracks the animal, and it's really, you learn your giraffe's name, the story, their family, you follow them, incredible track on their exclusive tracking map. Yeah, and it's in partnership with the Somali Giraffe Project. So cool. That's where my giraffe came from.
Awesome. Hey, yeah. Big Pina Gigi. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. We'll see you next week.
We are a loosened nation. We are a loosened nation.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org, non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
Gin and tonic, please.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
Gin and tonic.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
The gin and tonic?
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
Gin and tonic, man.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
It's a gin and tonic.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
Gin and tonic.
Oh,